Good morning and welcome to Mornings on Main Street for this Friday, the 19th of April. I'm your host, Stephanie Miller. Thanks for joining us. I'm here at the beautiful Centennial Park in Nashville. I'll share with you one of the vendors coming up this weekend at the big event happening here on Saturday. It is the Earth Day celebration. But first, I have the pleasure of introducing you to one of the 10 recipients of the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation's 10 Under 10, a third grader out of Shelby County. And then after that, we hear about the Nashville Tree Foundation and what you'll be able to learn when you connect with them here at Centennial Park on Saturday at the Earth Day celebration. The Nashville Tree Foundation is one of more than 100 vendors that will be on hand for this event that is free to all of you to come out and enjoy. After that, I take you to Dixon to the Wonder Center and Science Museum. It is a fun spot. I encourage you to visit. And then today we are lucky. We not only have a Tennessee Traveler segment with Tom Atkinson, but Catherine Mayhew introduces us to a coffee location in her Let's Eat segment today. And then we get to hear the need from the Salvation Army of Clarksville. They need donations right now to help with a certain repair. Major Katie Chase shares that with us and how this will help that Salvation Army location. And then we round out today by talking about a speed networking event happening in Montgomery County. No, I didn't say speed dating, but speed networking. Why this could be beneficial for your business. First, let's get a check of the forecast and what we can expect this coming up weekend.
From the Tennessee Valley Weather Channel, this is your weather on Main Street.
Happy Friday to you. I'm Kelly Rawson here in the Tennessee Valley Weather Center with a check at your forecast heading into the weekend. Unfortunately, we are going to hold on to some rain chances, but we're not looking at a washout for the weekend by any means. For today, most of that rainfall should be out of here, and we are going to be left with a mostly cloudy sky with maybe a few peaks of sunshine heading into the afternoon. Temperatures should make it back into the low to mid 70s here in southern middle Tennessee. Again, maybe some sunshine by the afternoon, and we stay dry for the most part until we head into your Saturday. I don't think we're going to see this quite widespread of rain coverage, but we do have a few shower chances for both Saturday and Sunday. As rainfall comes to an end for today, though, we are going to be dry for the rest of today, but just some spotty showers. I think most of them will be south into North Alabama, but can't rule out them sneaking up into southern middle Tennessee as temperatures are a little bit cooler this weekend, 68 on Saturday, 60 for your Sunday. But guess what? The sunshine returns heading into Monday, a little bit warmer, mid to upper 60s, and then 70s return with a partly cloudy sky for Tuesday with some isolated storm chances towards the middle of next week.
Last week, we shared with you the foundation of the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation, as well as video from the foundation's annual dinner held for supporters of early literacy in Tennessee. There were 10 very special students there that evening. I'm talking the 10 recipients of this year's 10 Under 10. Now, these students must have four key values. They need to encompass these values. I'm talking they need to be tenaciously driven, eager to read, noticeably growing, and non-stop learners. I was able to connect with one of those third graders. It is a third grader from Richland Elementary School in Shelby County, Mason Kirkland, a special kid there. I was able to sit down with Mason, as well as his third grade teacher, Krista Jacobs, and his mom, Susie. Here's more on how special that night was for them, and a little more about his love for reading and what had his teacher putting him up for this recognition.
It was very exciting. I got to meet the governor, got to meet 9 other children from all over the state, and yeah, it was really exciting. It is very special because I get to read about Diary of Wimpy Kid, and sometimes there's adventures, sometimes there are things he doesn't like, and I can relate to it sometimes. After I read my first Diary of Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, I read it and I got kind of interested in it. So I was like, it took me a bit to figure out if I wanted another one or not. So then after a month or two, I got another one.
I think once you started having fun with it and we could do it fun as a family, it kind of relieved some of that pressure. And then we get to read together. I can't remember, have I tried to give you the book that I fell in love with? Miss Jacobs did too. I think Miss Jacobs and I had the same book that made us fall in love with reading.
What book?
Where the Red Fern Grows. And that was third grade, right?
Yeah.
That was what we read in third grade. And I know you haven't read it, but it's something I would love for you to read because it's such a good story. And it made me cry.
So when Mason came to me in third grade, he was just on the cusp of exploding in reading in ELA. He had had some amazing teachers the last several years since he started at Richland. And each year he's grown so much with those teachers. And when he got to me, he was just ready for that next level. And so he sought out opportunity to grow. And that's what made me notice him right away, was how can I be a better reader? How can I be a better writer? Is there something else I can do? And that to me is a real sign of someone that's very driven to improve and to continue to grow and excel.
It was so exciting because we really did struggle with reading previously, and I love to read. So when he finally kind of started coming to me and saying, hey, can we go read together? It was nice to have someone to read with me because I've kind of always been the only one in the family that was the reader. So having him just kind of reach out to me and just, you know, wanting to do this with me. And when Miss Jacobs messaged me, I said, I can't believe this. What? And because it was such, it was a struggle, and it was something that we stressed about, Dad and I, just because we thought, well, we knew TCAPs were kind of an issue, and we were scared that, you know, what if we have to stay back another year? And that was really something kind of in our mind of how are we going to navigate this? And we had always read with him, but he just was kind of hard-headed and didn't want to read with us. So when it finally kind of popped, it was so nice. It was great.
What we've been finding since COVID is that sometimes those early literacy skills maybe didn't have as much attention because there was online learning at times. Mm-hmm. And so we're really working hard to go back and fill in those gaps and build confident readers, because often it's just a lack of confidence. And so if they have the skills where they know how to attack a word that seems intimidating, then they can really grow in their reading and really start to love it. And my favorite saying is that everyone's a reader, they just haven't found the right book yet. It's very possible that when they gain that confidence and they have access to books that really excite them, then that really can spark that energy in their reading. Something I really find interesting in all my students is how they identify themselves. Do they identify themselves as a reader? Do they feel like they're someone that takes a long time to read? I just like to encourage them wherever they're at in their journey. Because we often, everyone in life will face obstacles, and if this is an obstacle they're currently facing, we have proof with Mason, of course, but every day we see students that can overcome those challenges with some hard work and determination and persevering through that, and some encouragement goes a long way as well.
One of my goals is to maybe excel more in reading and maybe get a good job. And I'm thinking about maybe an art teacher, because I'm good at art, math, and reading.
Thank you, Mason, Susie, and Krista, for your time. If you would like to learn more about 10 Under 10, you can do that by going to governorsfoundation.org. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Nashville Sounds baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season.
Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7. Service call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties. At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award favorite floor store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
The excitement is building for those eager to see the historic Pickett Chapel in Lebanon restored. The Wilson County Black History Committee will receive a $100,000 grant to help with this restoration. The Wilson County Black History Committee is one of 25 recipients of the Tennessee Historic Development Grant awarded by the Tennessee Department of Economic and Community Development. Curious about the history of this nearly 200-year-old chapel? We'll learn a little bit more by going to MainStreetMediaTN.com. Click on the Chronicles of Mount Juliet.
We have been highlighting Earth Day, which is coming up on April 20th. As we look forward to this event, let me share with you that you have more than 100 vendors that will be at Centennial Park on the 20th. One of those vendors we have from the Nashville Tree Foundation. We have Becca Moore. She's the executive director with Nashville Tree Foundation. First off, Becca, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolutely. So happy to be here. We are so excited for Earth Day this year.
Why are you excited? Where does that excitement come from?
You know, our mission is about making trees accessible to our community, and it feels amazing to be at Earth Day again this year, adopting out 850 native trees to our community.
Well, share with us the full role of Nashville Tree Foundation.
Sure. So we are the oldest tree nonprofit here in Nashville. Wow. We've been around since 1986, and we've planted over 20,000 trees across Nashville in that time. But our goal is, again, to make tree planting accessible to our community. We host tree plantings where volunteers can come and be a part of that, get their hands dirty, put trees in the ground, which feels amazing. But in addition to that, we also want to make sure that people have trees for their home. Mm-hmm. Nashville, you know, we only have about 4% of the land that is public land. Everything else across Nashville is private land. And we want to ensure that our community understands the importance of having trees in their yard. And so we're there to provide that support.
What does one tree mean to us? Again, we think, and I have to admit, I'm one of those people when I see new subdivisions being developed. And again, I understand growth. I understand it has to happen.
Absolutely.
But living in Clarksville, living in an area to where it is, continued growth, I'm not going to lie, I've cried a few times looking, and I always think of Fern Gully. Do you remember that
Absolutely.
Movie? So I think
yes.
of Fern Gully, and I think of the trees being chopped down, and it makes me sad. What does one tree mean to us? How important is one tree?
It means everything to us. It helps to clean our air. It helps to allow for you to breathe easier. And we want that for our community. And we focus a lot of our work in areas of Nashville that are low canopy, areas of Nashville that have really been forgotten when it comes to trees and the importance of trees. And we want to do our part to ensure that we are making a greener, more beautiful Nashville.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so if we can't connect with you on Earth Day here at Centennial Park, or say that we do, but we still want to connect with you in the future,
sure.
How do we do that, Becca?
Absolutely. Please reach out to us at trees@nashvilletreefoundation.org or go to our website. We would love to have your support and have you plant a tree with us.
How many people do you have reaching out to you annually or regularly?
You know, we plant roughly about 3,500 trees a year, but we also distribute about 5,000 trees a year.
Okay.
So we want to talk to as many people as possible that are interested in trees in their yard, potentially in their community. We're here to advocate for you.
Is there anything I haven't asked that you would want to share that we may want to know before Earth Day?
Oh,
fabulous. That is awesome. You know, we try to get all of that information out for you. What is that website for you if we want to visit that website? And then you'll also, you're going to see it. I know you saw it in full, but at the bottom of your screen, you'll see the website.
Yes. Reach out to us at NashvilleTreeFoundation.org.
Fantastic. Let me get that out. Becca Morris, we appreciate your time. The executive director with Nashville Tree Foundation. Look them up, connect with them, and be sure to talk to them when you're out here for Earth Day on Saturday from 11 to 5 in the evening. You have a full day. Free event for all of us. Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We'll be right back.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel. Urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
A partnership has been forged between the Cheatham County Community Enhancement Coalition and CBD Vape Shops in Cheatham County. The goal is to address concerns surrounding youth access to marijuana and vaping products. Four prominent shops in the county have received comprehensive training kits outlining the latest Tennessee laws about CBD and hemp products, as well as a supply of lock boxes. Read more on how the lock boxes are to be used by visiting Main Street Media, TN.com. Click on the Cheatham County Exchange. This morning, I love where we are starting off. It is at the Wonder Center and Science Museum located in Dixon, Tennessee, to tell us all about it and what you can expect and a little history. We have David Reeves with us. David, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
I'm kind of scooting here. I'm a little wobbly. First off, David, what do we have right here now in
We now have, as of a few months ago, the largest science museum in Tennessee at over 100,000 square feet. It's the Wonder Center and Science Museum, and on top of that, we've got a planetarium that currently ranks top 10 in the world. It's great for children, it's great for adults, it's great for families. We've got kids' hands-on activities. We have exhibit halls related to paleontology, dinosaurs, and fossils. Some pretty cool stuff. I lead dinosaur digs every year. We've got exhibit halls related to different animals, animals of Alaska, animals of Africa. I also lead an African photo safari every year. So all of these different things, actually, they have to do with some of my interests over the years. And we've been able to turn that around and open up a public-facing facility.
This is absolutely incredible. David, why this thing?
You know, it's a great question. I actually grew up within an hour of Nashville almost my entire life. I consider Tennessee my home. I love the area. I love the people. I love everything about it. But you know, less than 2 years ago, I got word that the Renaissance Center in Dixon was going up for sale, and I said, I have to check this out. After one walkthrough, I just knew this was the spot. Not only for our production, not only for our ministry studios, not only for our offices, but also to open up something truly spectacular that people in Middle Tennessee and way beyond, because we've had a lot of international traffic, people around the world could actually come to enjoy, learn, be educated, and be inspired.
I love that, especially the last one, being inspired, and for young generations coming in, you never know what that's going to spark in them. For you, where did your love of science come from? Where did that love come from?
When I was about 16, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, but I did know that I loved astronomy as a hobby. So I started connecting these cameras to the back of telescopes to see if I could photograph deep space, galaxies, nebulae, things like that. And again, it was just a hobby. But at around 16 or 17, I took a picture. It was of the Great Orion Nebula. A nebula is this cloud in space, basically. And my jaw hit the floor, because I'd always seen these pictures in Sky and Telescope magazine, Hubble space photography, and I kind of had to ask myself, yeah, that's pretty, but they must have doctored it. It can't look that good. And then I took the picture for myself. I was blown away, and at around 18 years old, I was faced with an opportunity. I said, do I keep this as a hobby, or do I actually turn this around and use these photos, use my research into astronomy, cosmology, cosmogony, and other fields to share with others, actually turn it around and share it with the world? So my brother and I formed a nonprofit when I was 18, and I started speaking about this, sharing about the amazing beauty of creation, and now here we are today.
Well, how lucky we are to have this in the state of Tennessee, in Middle Tennessee, in Dickson County, because this is something that you would need to be a major city. I want to touch on your planetarium.
Oh, yes.
To have it being recognized as one of the top 10 planetariums, how do you get that recognition?
Okay, so in planetariums, we look at a couple of different factors. Number one, it is the size, the actual dimensions of the planetarium. Number two, it's the technology. It usually has to do with the projection and resolution. And then number three has to do with the software and the computers that are running it, the hardware. Right? So we are a 60-foot full-dome planetarium. It is this giant sphere that is recognizable. I mean, it's on the Chamber of Commerce's logo, this building, right? So that sphere has six projectors all the way around the perimeter of the planetarium. Those projectors project pieces of the pie, basically each projector making part of this massive, fully immersive movie. You lean back in these chairs, and then through these incredible computers, racks and racks of computers, that analyzes and splits apart movies into multiple pieces, which are then projected on the screen. The screen is perforated, so it actually has about 25 speakers behind the screen, and that perforated screen is a metal mesh that we have had painted to the exact reflectivity of the projectors themselves. So based on size, technology, projection, 6.5K resolution, and all of that, out of over 4,300 planetariums in the world, just so happens that Dickson has a top 10.
You guys, come on. You want to experience it. And opening up, what's been your biggest compliment
of the season? Over and over and over again. This is world class, David. We have never seen another science museum like this. And also one of the greatest compliments we get is a lot of science museums, you walk through them, you walk into the anthropology section, and you see this ascent from ape-like creature to humans, and it says, this is you, and it points at the chimpanzee. We do not do that. We take out all of the speculative ideas, and we tell you that, no, you're not an ape-like creature, that actually you have purpose. Your life is worth something. So the idea that it is inspirational as well as educational has been one of the greatest compliments that we get as buses, church groups, school groups, and more come through and leave in awe.
So highlight some of your programs before you leave.
Yeah, yeah. So we have Wonders Without Number. Some of these things airs in some of the exhibit halls of the museum. And I could not leave you without telling you about the 1 million volt Tesla experience. Because we have 2 5-foot-tall Tesla coils invented by Nikola Tesla, the extremely famous genius of the 1800s, right? And these two coils produce 1 million volts of lightning. We put you in the same room with the lightning, and these 6 to 8 foot volts of lightning come out towards you, pulsing at a rate where you think that you're hearing music. No speakers attached, but you're actually hearing music from the lightning. The sign that you see that says Wonder Center right there? So that is a, that's a neon sign, but there is no power connected to the sign. It's simply bulbs with gases in the bulbs. So Tesla was trying to transmit electricity wirelessly, and he did indeed succeed. So what we're going to do is we're going to power up the neon tubes wirelessly without any power connected. And the song that you will hear is created by the fluctuations, the pulses of electricity that we send to the coils. And it's the Maple Leaf Rag, which was written by Scott Joplin, the famous jazz musician, in 1899. So it's a good possibility Tesla even heard the song, but I bet you he never thought it would be played on one of his inventions.
Oh, I bet not.
All right, let's see here. Only quick note, don't get up. It's only lasts 1 minute, but don't stand up here anymore.
Got it. I'm a little nervous now.
All right, let's see. I think I've got it connected up. Let's count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Science Museum. Again, I picked the paleontology room because I love dinosaurs, but this is just a piece of what you're going to experience here with that planetarium. Again, in fact, 100,000 square feet over that of just educational goodness right here. Is there anything that I missed that you want to highlight?
You know, I think the whole idea that this is great for all ages, because I've had, you know, older couples come through and they read every single piece of written material, right? And they're like, it took us 2 to 3 days to get through it all. Then we have families come through with children, young children, who are doing the dinosaur digs, who are doing the downhill car racing, who are doing the augmented reality sand pits and all of that. And they're like, we couldn't pull them away from it. And then we've had teens who are like, the Tesla experience was the most remarkable thing we've ever seen. The planetarium was our top moment. When we poll people, what we find is that as they leave, you can never anticipate what their favorite spot is. There's so much to see. And so I would just encourage everyone to come check it out. Come be amazed. It's right here. You can be downtown Nashville in 35 minutes and see what all we have to give, not just to Dixon, not just to the community, not just to Middle Tennessee, but to the country and to the world.
What's the address?
It's 855 Highway 46 South. You can go on to Dixon, Tennessee. You can go on to wonderscenter.org. That's wonderscenter.org. And get your tickets, your planetarium shows. You can walk up to the ticket booth and get those tickets as well. And you can also sign up for our free email updates at davidreeves.com. That's davidreeves.com.
Well, this is still relatively new. Opened up this past October, so head on out and really, truly experience the Wonder Center Science Museum. You have the address, but you can't miss it if you're driving by it. I promise. It is a showstopper, even from the outside. David Reed, thank you so very much for your time. Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up after this.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7. Service call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties.
Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. It was last March during a windstorm that the grinder switch hour was knocked off of the air. But let me tell you no more. After almost a year, they're back. And to tell us how special this is that the grinder switch hour is back on, we have our Tennessee traveler, Tom Atkinson. Tom, tell us, how special is this?
The grinder switch hour, which, by the way, is 90 minutes long, not 60 minutes. They have fun with everything.
That's a word.
Is a small town radio show live every Saturday morning. A great 8-piece band. Audience sits in folding chairs. And it's just as fun as it can be. It's in some senses, it's like some of the early, early days of the Grand Ole Opry.
The best days.
Yeah.
What was your 90 minutes like when you were there?
I've been more than once because it's just a lot of fun. The setup is just straight ahead country music from the Grinder Switch Ensemble, which is, as one of my Nashville musician friends said, these guys in that band can hold their own with anybody in Nashville. And they joke with each other. They play recognizable songs. There are commercial interruptions for the local bank and a restaurant down the highway. It's small town radio and lots of fun.
And they have a special signature open, which I love, love, love this woman. But they open it up with the howdy, which we all know who that comes from. Minnie Pearl. Tell us about that.
Well, Centerville is where Minnie grew up. And her mythical hometown of Grinder Switch, which gives the show its name, is out in the county. There actually was a railroad switch or a railroad marker for Grinder Switch. So that part of the name is real, but there wasn't a community as Minnie joked about for all those years of her career. And part of the mindset of the show is keeping the memory and the comedy of Minnie Pearl alive. So they open the show with her howdy, and then when they're going into commercial breaks, they'll play a vintage comedy clip from her, and you just feel down home when you're there.
Now, after being on air for so long, so Grindr Switch had been on air for 20 years, and then they were knocked off air. What was that period, that now almost a year, what has that been like for them to get back on now in a new location?
Well, they were out of commission for more than 6 months.
Okay.
And they're settling into a place that they don't know whether it'll be the permanent location or not, but it's just a few hundred yards down off of the Centerville Town Square from where they used to be. Locally, it's a building known as the Ice House because it used to be a cold storage building. Concrete floor, hard ceiling. Everybody says the acoustics aren't great, but they have the space. Mm-hmm. And they're on two radio stations. They're on WKNX in Centerville and WOPC in Linden, Tennessee. But more importantly, they're streamed on their website, GrinderSwitchHour.com, and they reach people all over the place. In the months that they were out, the producer, whose name is Mickey Bunn, said that he just constantly got messages from people asking, when are you going to be back? When are you going to be back? And then finally, when they did, they've gone through some new growing pains of getting into a new place and all that that entails, but they're rocking and rolling now.
That is great. And if we would like to go to the Grindr Switch Hour, 90 minutes, if we would like to go in person, do we need to get there at a certain time? How does that work? Do we need to call and make a reservation?
No reservations. It's walk in the door. They can seat 80 people or more. Last time I was there, there was some leftover space and some people were dancing to songs they wanted to dance to. There are times when it's not full and times when it's overly full.
Okay.
And you just go and take your chances, but you'll get in. I'm almost certain. There was even a motor coach group there the last time I was there. They had come all the way over from Cleveland, Tennessee. Wow. In East Tennessee. They had ridden 3 hours to get to Centerville for the start of a 10 a.m. show.
Dang.
And it goes from 10 a.m. to 11:30, and then it's off the air for another week.
That sounds like so much fun. And going there, so I'm trying to picture it when you get there. I don't know, the whole feel of it and the music. Talk to us about the music and the type of country music, just so people know what to expect, the music that they're going to hear.
Well, it's very recognizable. Hank Williams and Joe Stampley and maybe some old Hank Williams and maybe some newer artists' music, but from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s style of country music. And they're trying just to entertain with recognizable music that they all perform very, very, very well. And two times ago when I was there, one of the musicians said, y'all want to sing? And he cranked into Buck Owens, I Got a Tiger by the Tail, and the whole place was singing with the band. It was just such fun.
Oh, it sounds like it. What a great 90 minutes, the Grindr Switch Hour. Thank you, Tom, for sharing this with us. And I know I'm not the only one who cannot wait to make a visit.
It's easy to get to. It's at Centerville on Highway 100 right in Middle Tennessee. Roll down there, get some music, have a meal someplace, and be happy.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. Always, Tom, we appreciate it.
Y'all keep traveling.
We'll do it. Stick with us here at Mornings on Main Street. We have more coming up after this.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
Sherry's Hope is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. you can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel, urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
It's going to be a fun weekend. I have an event that might be a family favorite. The Community Foundation's Whip Kraken Rodeo returns to Lebanon's James E. Ward Agricultural Center tonight and tomorrow. There's something for all ages, including food trucks, Western wear booths, clowns, and of course the rodeo. Since the rodeo's beginning, it has brought in more than $500,000 to local charities. Get all the details for the Whip Kraken Rodeo by heading to MainStreetMediaTN.com.
Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. There is a fundraising campaign happening right now by the Salvation Army in Clarksville. The Salvation Army's building that was built back in 2009 is in desperate need of a roof repair. This morning we hear from Major Katie Chase on what this would mean for them to be able to get this roof taken care of and how your donation dollars will help.
Right now, one of our greatest needs is we need to replace our roof here at our shelter building. This building was built in 2009, and we're starting to see a lot of the deterioration of our building, especially in our roof, over the last year. And we have some major problem areas, our kitchen and one of our family rooms, one of our men's rooms. Right now, we're not able to use either of those rooms. And so we have a need to raise some money to replace the roof here at the Salvation Army. Well, the biggest concern right now is that we come in one day after we've had a lot of rain and either another of our rooms we have to close down, or the bigger concern is our ceiling and our kitchen. We are really concerned that we could come in someday and the ceiling's caved in and then our kitchen isn't available to be used, which greatly hinders our service to those that we are able to house here. Our goal is $65,000. That will cover the cost of the replacement, but also help us with some of the repair that needs to be done once the roof is replaced. So right now we are helping, we have three family rooms that we're helping with families, and then we have six single women and 10 single men that we're able to help. So, and the numbers fluctuate depending upon the size of the families that we have in those rooms. Right now, we're in for the long haul. We would like to be able to raise the funds within the next 2 months so that we're able to get this taken care of, before we get to cold weather again. And that way we have more capacity to serve in the community. If we're able to get those two rooms back open, that's potentially another 3,000 nights of lodging that we could provide during the year that we can't provide right now because those rooms are closed. We have a website set up, which is SalvationArmyClarksville.org, and you can go there. There's a direct page for the Raise the Roof campaign, or you can mail a check to our P.O. Box, which is P.O. Box 623 here in Clarksville, and that's 37041, I believe, and make sure in your memo that you put Raise the Roof in the memo so we know to earmark it specifically for this campaign. Well, I just want to address the need for housing for the homeless in our community and the great need that we see here. Our last point in time count that was taken in last January, we don't have the numbers for this year, but there were over almost 900 individuals who are homeless just that one night. And we know that that's usually underestimated based upon that one night. But also in that count, there were 85 families with children. And so, and our shelter shelter is the only shelter that's running year-round here in the community for, you know, single females and males and families. And we meet a great need here. And we appreciate the community and the support that you give for us to do the work that we do every day. And we're calling upon you again to help us to accomplish this so that we together can meet the need of our neighbors.
Okay. And as Katie mentioned, if you would like to help the Salvation Army raise the roof, well, all you have to do is go to the Salvation Army website. We'll be right back right after this.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Complete Service Heat and Air is a trusted provider of top-notch heating and cooling solutions dedicated to ensuring optimal comfort and efficiency for residential and commercial spaces. Complete Service Heat and Air is located in White Bluff, Tennessee. We do service and repair on heating and air the right way 24/7. Service call us at 615-797-3997. Serving Cheatham, Davidson, Dixon, Hickman, Humphreys, Montgomery, and Williamson counties. At Fred's Flooring, we're your source for quality flooring options. Our extensive experience and knowledge in the industry means we have the expertise to get the job done right. From carpet to tile, hardwood to laminate, and luxury vinyl, we have everything you need to find the perfect floor for your home. As the Main Street Award Favorite Floor Store winner for 2023, we know what it takes to satisfy our customers. And with our convenient financing options, you can get your dream floors now and pay over time. Visit fredsfloors.com or call us today.
As a business owner, how do you connect or network with businesses in your area? Realtor Carla Mullen with Haas Realty Group came up with a unique way to connect businesses. She shares more with us this morning about speed networking.
Basically, it's kind of like speed dating, but for businesses. So everybody gets about 3 minutes to talk to another business. So everybody has a minute each, and then they can talk for another minute. I have a little whistle that I blow, and then everybody changes and you go on to the next business. So it gives you a chance to meet a lot of businesses at once at a fast pace. So we have a lot of smaller businesses. We have some big businesses. We also have some nonprofits that come as well. So anybody that really just wants to put the word out, I mean, I think that a lot of people have connected with people they wouldn't, you know, ordinarily connect with. Think of a success story off the top of my head. I don't have one, but I mean, it happens all the time. So they can just email me, carla.j.mullen@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And I normally send them some questions and ask about their business, and then they're registered. And yes, there will be one in the future. This is the fourth one that I've done. So we did three last year, and this is the first one this year. And so I plan on doing one probably in the summertime. I also have an amazing backing of sponsorship for the event, so there's really no need for me to make it a paid event. All of my sponsors are Haas Realty and Management, Clarksville Regional Airport, Lenders United, Ultra Federal Credit Union, Legends Bank, Country Financial, TriStar Beverage, Buddy Allen Carpet One, Little Fellas Junk Removal, Brand My Swag, and Nothing Bundt Cakes. I'm super excited about Nothing Bundt Cakes because they have amazing cakes if you haven't had them. Thank you to all my sponsors.
Welcome to Grin Doctors, your trusted pediatric dentistry and orthodontics practice. Achieve healthy, beautiful smiles with our expert care. At Grin Doctors, we are committed to your child's oral health and well-being. Trust Grin Doctors, your pediatric dental home for exceptional care. We go above and beyond to ensure the comfort and satisfaction of our young patients. Grin Doctors Kids Dental and Orthodontics is right down the street in Old Hickory, TN. Easy to get to and in your neighborhood.
What separates us from other companies in Tennessee? That's going to be our mission to our customers, is to always improve the quality of life. That's from taking care of your pets to a friendly voice on the phone when you call, to a technician that comes out and he's competent, he's going to solve the problem for you. We're considered a full encompassing service, so we're going to take care of 50 plus different pets, and we'll always have your back.
Sherry Polk is dedicated to sharing the hope of Christ, protecting the health of our community, and supporting those who are fighting cancer. You can be a champion of hope this season. When you give monthly to Sherry's Hope, you help meet the needs of families in our community as they are battling cancer. Your monthly gift of $10 or more gives hope all year. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to Mornings on Main Street. In the morning, you know, you love your coffee, you love hitting a good coffee spot, or at least I know I do, but there is one, District Coffee, where the owner is from New Zealand, and it comes with much more than a nice cup of joe. We have Catherine Mayhew, our food writer and columnist, here to share with us what else we can find. Catherine, always love having you.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome. So New Zealand, so I know the coffee's got to be strong, but what else is at this location?
Well, this is the coolest location, and it's in a teeny part of Sidco Drive in Nashville that has started sort of I wouldn't say it's a renaissance. It was previously very industrial, and now there's all sort of creative businesses coming in there, and District Coffee is one of them. It's owned by a guy, as you said, from New Zealand. He wanted to sell fair trade coffee, and he wanted a space that was very conducive to people coming and sitting. It's kind of like a local Starbucks in the sense that you can bring your computer, you can work all day if you want, and no one will say a word to you.
Well, before you continue going, what is fair trade coffee? I don't know what that means.
It means that the coffee beans they buy, they pay a fair market value to the growers in that country, rather than have them run through a conglomerate where just a little bit of that money trickles down to the growers and the rest of it's consumed by middlemen.
Got it.
So if you can find fair trade coffee wherever you go, it's always a better idea. It's a little more pricey, but it's the thought behind it that makes it worth it.
I like it. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Continue on.
No, that's okay. So the other thing he did brilliantly, two things he did brilliantly. One is he decided to serve New Zealand meat pies, which to my knowledge, there's maybe three places in Nashville that even have them or know what they are. And they're very similar to like a Cornish pasty. The idea of it is they were invented in New Zealand. It's a handheld pie with a very, very flaky and very sturdy pie crust. And the idea was working people could, put a couple of them in their knapsack or their lunch bag or whatever and munch on them during the day. They contain generally a lot of meat. They're very, I would say they're heavy. I'll just have to say it, which isn't necessarily always a bad thing,
Right.
So he gets his New Zealand meat pies from a company in Virginia, Kiwi Cuisine, run by another New Zealand expat. So I'm kind of convinced that this is an authentic version of a meat pie. Some of the fillings are things that you would think about, being ordinary, like ham and cheese and bacon and stuff like that. But they also have things that are more New Zealand centric. And one of the most New Zealand centric is a ground beef and white cheddar pie. And the reason it's very New Zealand is the filling has a very thick gravy flavored with Vegemite.
Ooh.
And most people don't even know what Vegemite is, but it's very, do you know?
I feel like because that word has come up before, but
well,
I don't want to be wrong.
It's very polarizing in taste. It's a very thick, dark brown Australian, New Zealand spread made from brewer's yeast extract. And if a lot of people in New Zealand just put it on toast and eat it like that, but it has a very meaty, super condensed taste. And in the gravy, it just, you won't identify it as Vegemite. Mm-hmm. You'll just identify it as something that makes the beef taste beefier.
Okay.
It's really good. They also have a chicken curry pie, which is quite delicious. And if you can consider a New Zealand meat pie to be light, this would be your choice because it's kind of light in a heavy way.
Uh-huh.
And they also have, of course, lamb, which is a very New Zealand thing. Everybody's had New Zealand leg of lamb or, you know, lamb chops. Then the other thing they've done that's really smart is they have brought in, they've compiled sort of the greatest hits of pastries in Nashville.
That's cool.
And they have brought them in to supplement the meat pies. So you can get a cheese Danish and croissants from the Village Bakery. Just terrific desserts, including a ethereal raspberry puff pastry version of what they call a Pop-Tart from DeAndre's Cafe, which has just been nominated for a James Beard Award. And what I consider to be the finest chocolate chip cookies in the world, Christy Cookie. So it's sort of a double dose of everything you love.
Well, I love that you ended with that because I was like, everything sounds so savory. Is there something sweet? Because sometimes you want a little sweet with your coffee.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you the other thing. Of course, as usual, I over-ordered because that's my way. The pastries freeze beautifully. So if you think, okay, you know, well, I'm not going to eat this whole thing, fine, stick it the rest of it in the freezer. And the meat pies freeze beautifully. So, you know, if you order two or three meat pies and you get through one and go, well, no more for that for today.
Right. Save it for another day. So it is called District Coffee. How is the coffee there that they do bring in and the beans? Like how what,
you know,
is that flavor?
It's a very good cup of coffee. I am by no means a coffee expert. But things, when things are done fairly and justly, it always tastes better to me.
You know, I like that. And if we can all tuck that away as we go to District Coffee, just to know that it's going down to the growers, those who are working those fields to get the beans. And that, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anything else about District Coffee? How's the parking there?
The parking is remarkably wonderful. So you have to sort of envision Sidco Drive, because it was such an industrial area. Mm-hmm. It's all been designed with lots of parking because it used to be lots of industrial buildings, right?
True.
So there's hardly any place you can go and have a problem with parking. It's great.
Good to know. District Coffee, can't wait to try it out. Catherine, we always appreciate you and your legwork on finding these locations.
It's a terrible job. I don't know why I do it.
Well, somebody's got to do it, though, and we're glad it's you. Until the next time, we appreciate it.
See you later.
Goodbye. All right, we have more coming up here at Mornings on Main Street. We'll be right back.
We thrive under the lights. A city of performers. Putting on one heck of a show. Headlining night after night. Welcome to Smashville.
Welcome to the Omni Nashville Hotel, urban elegance with a vintage touch. Our 800-room hotel opened up in the fall of 2013 with 746 guest rooms and 54 suites.
Nashville Sounds Baseball is back in Hit City for the 2024 season. Spend your nights and weekends at the ballpark with weekly giveaways, fireworks shows, throwback deals, live music, and more. Top talent will take the field at First Horizon Park against the AAA Minnesota Twins, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds, and more. Tickets start at just $10 and are available now at NashvilleSounds.com. We will see you in Hit City.
Check this out. The reigning Miss Tennessee Fairest of the Fair, Nadia Buchanan, a Dixon County native, spearheaded one of the largest humanitarian projects ever at the Tennessee Association of Fairs Convention. Nadia collaborated closely with the superintendent of Dixon County Schools to develop a comprehensive plan for the distribution of much-needed school supplies to teachers. Great job, Nadia. You can find out more about her work by going to our website and clicking on the Dixon Post.
Again, thanks so much for joining us here this morning. Don't forget your Earth Day celebration happening right here at Centennial Park this Saturday. Everything will kick off at 11 o'clock in the morning. It will run until 5. This is a family-friendly event that is free. And let me tell you, that is just one of many events happening in the Middle Tennessee area. So whatever you do, have fun, stay safe. We'll see you back here next week.